Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. I'm host of 107.7 The End of On 107.7 The End. I do nerd talk and the news. We got a new episode of the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast, which is obviously not that much about soccer because there's no sports on right now, but it is a great distraction from the stresses of otherwise intense life right now. Okay. I just clicked on this New York Times article about 50 years ago, three astronauts survived Apollo 13. Could it happen again? I gotta tell you, that is the type of article that gets me to click through and start reading and lose track of where I am real quickly. It's so nuts to think that we packed a VW bus full of humans and shot them towards the moon a bunch of times, and then we're gonna do it again! The big question in the article is there enough new technology to make it safer, or is this still insanely dangerous? And I think the answer is yes. It is still insanely dangerous to strap the world's biggest rocket to your butt and get shot into space. But also, if you think about how much different the cars are today versus they were in the 60s, and how quickly NASA rushed to get the space program going in the 60s to meet President Kennedy's demands of going to the moon. It's a pretty remarkable distance that we've come. It makes me think a lot about like Star Wars too when you're watching that. Like, how old's the Millennium Falcon? And how what a piece of crap would that be? I mean, on top of what it already was compared to other stuff. Or does the technology get to a point so far advanced that like a car's a car to people that didn't have cars? I don't know. Can't believe it was 50 years ago, though, that Apollo 13 happened. That might be the quarantine movie of the day. Pop that sucker on and watch Tom Hanks and gang fly towards the moon and have to return home after a crazy malfunction that almost destroyed them. We went to the Johnson Space Center some years ago, and that's in Houston, Texas, and there's a lot of Apollo mission stuff there because that's where they did a lot of the Saturn V stuff, and they actually have a Saturn V rocket. It's the largest rocket, I believe, that we've ever shot into space until we finish the current SLS, which is way behind schedule and over budget, but Saturn V is what it took to get astronauts to the moon. We're trying to get the Artemis project back there. So we're there, and we went to Johnson Space Center with my wife at the time, who was super-duper pregnant. And we got back to her dad's place afterwards, and we were like, you want to watch Apollo 13? She's like, I've never seen that. I was like, what? That is such a great movie. What an adventure. How scary. Plus, it's got Kevin Bacon and Tom Hanks right on. I actually secretly like Gary Sinise as well. It's not a secret anymore. I've just said it. Thanks to everyone who's downloaded this podcast and hung out and listened to me say dumb stuff. I really appreciate you. Let's have a crack at the news here, huh?
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, we busted through two milestones over the weekend. More than 10,000 infections in Washington State and more than 500 sadly dead from COVID-19. Compare that to New York State, who started their lockdown a week too late, it seems, and have almost 10,000 deaths. Whew, it's more than three 9/11s. Whew, boy. Meanwhile, the U.S. death toll has risen higher than Italy's. That makes us tops in the world. Now, with all the coronavirus takeout, great job, first of all, helping support local businesses that are hurting. But also, plastic use is way up. Bad news for cities trying to roll out plastic bag bans. Some have rolled them back. Seattle being out front on this probably means the infrastructure is strong enough now to continue without problem. Though Everett, who knows? They just did it last fall. Burning Man 2020 has already been canceled for this August and September. The Desert Dusty Week Plus dance party will instead be held virtually? Do you just cake the dirt directly into your own butt crack and take drugs or what? Hey look, I set my couch car on fire!
You just got news.
Even though some of those people on the basketball teams are... I didn't watch a whole lot of it, I just watched some clips. Even though some of the people on those basketball teams are characters, most of them are not performers in that capacity. Like, you don't get on camera a lot and host a thing or try and make something compelling or figure out how to set up shots to make sure that, like, the camera angle is the best and stuff, right? They might be good at Instagram stories or something like that, but it's a different game altogether to make a television program. That's why the NASCAR guys are so interesting, because they have to get interviewed so much and they have to have a personality in order to compete with all the other people that want to drive fast and turn left, which is a skill that is really hard. I'm not saying that to negate it, but I think that sometimes you want these stars to be at home and bored to be big personalities, and they're actually just really great at the sport that they play or whatever activity they do. Get some boring interviews out of someone who's an incredible dancer or something, because that's how they communicate. That's how they express themselves, is through that activity. There's not a lot of Charles Barkleys out there, right? I watched the Some Good News. Is that what it's called? Is that Krasinski's new thing where he's taking stories off the internet? And they had the guy that did the he's a BBC sportscaster, and he's at home doing the commentary of his dogs doing stuff, like fighting over a bone, or in this case, it's my favorite. It's about them eating.
Well, how fitting that it should come down to these two. Olive in her familiar black, five times the champion. Mabel, the rising star, winner last year. You can see how excited they are, but also feel the tension.
Get on with it.
And here it's in the crowd as we near the start of this final. And now they go, Olive away first, but a problem with Mabel's ball. That might cost her now, having to play catch up. Both settling quickly into rhythm. You can see the contrast in styles. Mabel, heavy tail use, happy to be alive. Everything's amazing. Olive, more steady, wasting little energy. Very much of the old Labrador school. Eating's a serious business. Don't bollocks around wagging your tail. And Mabel seems just a little sluggish here. Perhaps more was taken out of her by the worm medicine she was given last night than we thought. But Olive, focused, relentless, tasting absolutely nothing. Mabel trying, but surely a lost cause. Her title defense coming to an end. Olive taking everything. Nothing left but the bowl to lick now. And Mabel, well, doesn't seem too upset. A bit of class there from the youngster. Generous in what will surely be defeat, because Olive has won now. She's taken the title back at 7.5. Mabel looking to offer congratulations again to the dog who was her inspiration growing up. Once more, wonderful to see that spirit in the game. What a final we've had here. Great rivals, but great friends. Oh, and you see the swapping of bowls at the end. Join us again tomorrow. Live coverage of a snooze on the sofa, possibly. Bye for now.
Get on with it! It's so complete. I love it so much. The guy is such a genius. And he's so dry in it. The heartworm medication comment. The giving up taste to eat fast. Oh, my God. Just a bored sports commentator. So, anyway, I started with the Krasinski. He has he played a clip of this of a different one on his YouTube show this week. And then he cut to Joe Buck. And Joe Buck couldn't do commentary on a guy unloading his dishwasher and keep it interesting. And I'm like, how is this possible? The guy that does all of the sports, all the finals for everything, he can't make something. It's like the premise is, watch this guy unload his entire dishwasher in less than a minute. And it's a stupid premise, I get it, but like, Joe Buck makes all the money to do that. I usually don't talk trash on him because I respect that he's gotten that far. But when he couldn't do something simple like that, come on, Joe Buck, get it together.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
A Seattle nerd got together a team of people who get stuff done and designed, printed, and received approval officially for a 3D printable coronavirus face mask that you could make at home. According to the Seattle Times, Jonathan Roberts used his connections gained as a former Microsoft executive to get friends around Seattle to tackle the project, now securing, as I said, the first official approval from the National Institute of Health. Whoa. The mask prints at home in 3 hours and features two chambers for HEPA filters that are easily replaceable. Congrats, man. That's awesome. To my nerd friend like me who loves having a smart home, IKEA rolled out, or perhaps unrolled maybe. They rolled out their much-anticipated smart blinds, and I'm here for it. Imagine telling your smart speaker not only to play 107.7 The End, but to also open the blinds when the sun is shining, but close them at sunset to keep creeps from doing peeps on all your stuff. And finally, Apple and Google are ready to push way past the privacy barrier most of us have already forked over and start tracking your behavior to battle COVID-19. If they know which phones came into contact with someone who tested positive, it might be the best way to effectively stop this garbage. Still, I'm uncomfortable. Meanwhile, Facebook is like, yo, did someone say push way past the privacy barrier?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Thanks, as always, for the great hang. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. All the stuff that everyone always tells you. But, you know, I get to sit in a bedroom and talk to myself in a closet. So, that's because you do this. And I'm grateful. I just want you to know how basic this is for me and how weird I am. And it's touching. Thanks. See you tomorrow. Probably.
The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.